This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Happy Friday, everyone. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I am here with contributor Serena Turos. Hey, Serena.
Hey, Robin.
WXPN's John Morrison.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody.
Howdy, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, our last episode of the year. Not a ton of music comes out in these last few weeks of the year, and we devote December to our best of 2022 coverage. But today we're looking at the best releases out now on November 18th, starting with the rapper Roddy Ricch. He's back with a new album today called Feed the Streets 3. This is the song King Size.
Sleep on the king size, wear like the springtime. Colossal ringside, still ride the seaside. Can't never be broke, rather count money in the meantime. That's not my whole shit, I just fuck it in between time. Go fully loaded, Maybach riding in my free time. I pour some soda every time I need some me time. Go Nipsey Blue, Louis Vuitton, pants from E-Tie. South side, north side, west side, east side. Black money slides off fur on my feet. My nigga drove cause I was in the backseat too deep. We talk expensive, Rolly face Tiffany. It's new condition, Richie, I'm infamous. They never seen my vision, I was too ambitious. Put stones in Christ's face cause I know Jesus listening. She ain't on gold digging but she can keep a picture.
Yeah, Roddy Ricch, Compton-based rapper. I know he's 24, I know all the stuff he's been through. I couldn't stop thinking about Takeoff. After Takeoff passed away and some of the stuff that he said about suicide and anxiety and some of the stuff he's been through, I hope he's in a good place, basically. He's a father now. I pray to God that nothing happens to him. I hope he lives a long life and becomes a great father. But on this album, I was trying to find the sensitivity of Roddy Ricch, and I felt like I found on tracks that really spoke to me. Fade Away and Letter to My Son.
I just want to take your pain away. Tell you that you're beautiful, gorgeous every day. I tell God that you're the greatest that he ever made. I hope that it's never gonna fade away.
Fade Away, even though it's like, has playful lyrics, you really hear his sensitivity, even at the tender age of 24.
Yeah, listening to it, I was immediately struck with this thread of deep sadness that ran through this record. You know, like he's talking about getting money and like balling out and all of that, but underneath all of that, there's this reservoir of pain that colors a lot of these songs. And I guess if you could sum up hip hop or black music in general, you know what I mean? That's this kind of theme that goes through it. But yeah, that's immediately what I saw and felt listening to a lot of these songs.
Well, he closes the record with Letter to My Son. And mm-hmm. I to me, when I got to that moment on the album, it just reframed the entire album for me.
Choice, gotta be there for my son. I can't put too much pressure on you. No, it's lessons for you. I want you to know that you the one. Learning the importance of spending time at the park. I ain't have a daddy, I ain't know where to start. Yours the main life I want to part in. To make you proud, I'm still trying my hardest.
And I love how he's able to flip between his singing. I really like his singing. I mean, he has a nice singing voice. I wouldn't mind to see him do an R&B album.
Roddy Ricch is the rapper. His latest release is Feed the Streets 3. Also out today is a new one from Wise Blood. It's called And In the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. This is the opening and I think brilliantly titled cut. It's not just me, it's everybody.
Sitting at this party, wondering if anyone.
Man, Yeah, Natalie Maring, who performs as Wise Blood, she makes these songs that are so richly crafted. You could easily just spend the whole album listening to just the arrangements, which are these grand orchestral scores, or just her vocals, which are so melismatic and beautiful, or just the storytelling of her lyrics, and then you'd still have felt like you listened to a beautiful, complete, whole piece of music and have so much more left to dig through and explore. And that's exactly how I felt listening to her 2019 album, Titanic Rising, which is one of my favorite albums of that year. And going into this one, I was kind of wondering, how do you top that apocalyptic masterpiece? What comes after? And if you think about it, a lot of apocalyptic literature is not about the slow slide to the end of the world, but what happens after, the shards of humanity that people are trying to fight to preserve. And, you know, Natalie Maring said that this is actually the second album in a trilogy of albums that kind of explores some of that theme. And I think you really hear that done best on the song The Worst Is Done.
This is an absolutely gorgeous record. And one thing that jumped out to me immediately was the fact that this is really like a vocal masterpiece that Natalie Maring is putting on throughout this record. You listen to a song like God Turned Me Into a Flower.
It's the curse of losing yourself when the mirror takes you too far. Oh God, turn me into a flower.
You know, I grew up in the church, and it's like church music. It's like a devotional hymn.
Yeah, one of my favorite cuts is one that has a lot of, it's basically an ambient piece, and her voice is layered throughout it. It's called In Holy Flux.
You know, I think, sure, it's about, you know, maybe the end times, but there's also just such a deep thread of hope through this album. I feel like the message of this album is really, we don't know where we're going, but there's gonna be love, and as long as we have that, we're gonna figure it out.
That is a theme I think we hear in a lot of the stuff we're gonna play on today's show, the unyielding power of love. Wise Blood is the artist. The new album is called And In the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. Another one out today that we're loving comes from the Norwegian band Røyksopp. It's the third and final installment of a trilogy of records that they've been putting out this year. It's called Profound Mysteries 3. This is a track called The Night.
Definitely Kraftwerk influenced The Night featuring Alison Goldfrapp. The duo is best known for like really embracing all types of electronic music in the past. And on this one is really synth heavy, ethereal, dreamy. One of my highlights was Just Wanted to Know featuring Astrid S, which was this very subtle dub action mixed with R&B and pop.
He has some really gorgeous moments on the record as well. I think particularly in some of the string arrangements you can hear on a song like So Ambiguous. There's also this really great alien choir that comes in a bit later on the song. A lot of the songs across this series from Royksopp have been about identity and how to make sense of your own place in the world. And they raise some existential questions around what life even is or what truth is. But at the album, I think at its core felt to me like a celebration of love, like I mentioned with the Wise Blood record. And we're going to talk about later on another one from the artist Tiny Dijon. But I don't know. I think maybe that's sort of the answer to the questions that they raise about what life even is or what truth is, love. And that's something that you hear in so much of the music, I think, that's been coming out this year.
For sure. But the whole album really conjures up the 90s acts of Joy Division, Depeche Mode in so many ways.
Yeah, I hear that too, for sure. Royksopp, the third in their series of records out this year, Profound Mysteries, number 3. We do have a few more albums we want to highlight on this week's show, but first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcast.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Serena Turos, John Morrison, and Tariq Moody. We're looking at the best albums out now on November 18th. We start the second half of our show off with the artist known as Tiny Dijon. Her latest is called Black Girl Magic. This is the song Downtown.
Flying all around. Ain't nobody in this mother ever come.
Honey Dijon. She's a DJ and producer coming straight out of the Mecca of house music, Chicago, Illinois. And her latest album, Black Girl Magic, is absolutely fantastic. This record blew me away. It's definitely one of my favorites of the year so far. Well, the year's done. Definitely one of my favorites of the year. And like I said, she comes from the root. You know what I mean? And this album, it embodies the spirit of house music to me. It's funky. It's uplifting. The songs are dope. The vocal guest appearances are great. As a DJ, this is making me itch to be in a club.
Yeah, I'm not a club rat, but when I heard this, I thought, yeah, I'll go. I'll be there.
Right.
And for those who think Beyonce, air quotes up, redefined dance music, two of those tracks on Beyonce's Renaissance album, you owe it to Honey Dijon, by the way. She even did a fantastic remix of Break My Soul. But yeah, this one woke me up. This was my coffee this morning. This made me so happy. She even featured Sadie Walker, who I've been a fan of, vocalist, been on a lot of different tracks. Then the bottom half of the record became this frantic, aggressive house music that would help you sweat away the demons.
Let's go to work.
Like Work, oh my God, Work was just this funky, jazzy house number, the bass line, the horns.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Beyonce. If Beyonce is at the top of the food chain, like bringing in that next tier of artists to make her world spin, I feel like Honey Dijon, who's in that second tier, who helped produce Alien Superstar and Cozy, she's shown us that foundational layer below that, like really centering that blackness and queerness are indivisible to the DNA of dance music. And I love that this album is just studded with people. You know, you have bigger names like Channel Trace and, you know, the Brazilian drag queen Pablo Vittar and Mike Dunn. And then you also have newcomers like Hadia George, who she's on the single Not About You, which came out in 2020, which is how I got hip to Honey Dijon. But I mean, Robin, you were talking at the top about how love is the connecting factor of all of these albums this week. And I feel like this album was just so uplifting in that sense. You know, the song Love is a State of Mind. You know, there's a lyric on there like, the world is big enough for everybody's dreams, room for yours and mine. I believe that love is a state of mind. And I just felt like so uplifted, ready to take on the whole world.
Yeah. I love the song Drama because she just really lays it all out, what she's about and what this record is all about.
Drama. Drama, 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 drama. You know, people like to describe it as an exciting event, an emotional, unexpected event. But you see me, I like to describe it as a pain in my ass. I know you feel me. You know those days when all you want to do is let loose, feel free, and dance. But then someone comes in. They try to take your life. Try to kill the vibe. Theatrics, dramatics, mental gymnastics. Yo, I don't care what you call it. I don't need it.
It's like she sums up the state of the world and then, you know, basically says, you know, don't let it drag you down. Don't let the world drag you down. Honey Dijon is the artist. Her album is called Black Girl Magic. And we're going to have a quick lightning round with some of our personal favorites out today. But first, let's go to the singer Cautious Clay. He's got a new record out today called Thin Ice on the Cake. This is the song Burning Up Slow.
I get on my hopes solo biking in Central Park. Closing my health eyes and riddle. Population still. It didn't sit right in my eyes, didn't sit right with my patience. It's breezy while I die on this hill. Cause I've seen a couple nights, if we burn up slow. I'm just trying to find with you. We carry up our own demise. If we burn up slow. I'm just trying to find for you.
was a tragedy with icing. And you bought us kicked up as Antoinette with a silver lining. The playbook's gone and I really don't care which part of me is dying.
Put one foot in front of the other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I always really love to hear from artists who have such a clear reverence for both R&B and rock and can blend them together in such compelling ways. So like on that song, there's such a tight funk guitar, or on a song like Camp Anonymous, he's mixing that slow jam 2 and 4 Boys to Men sound with kind of the Oasis Wonderwall guitar.
I would never think to mention those two in the same sentence.
But I knew exactly what I was looking for, till I wasn't sure. I'm misunderstood.
It's tough to say that, like, genre is dead, because genre is more alive than ever. It just looks different. It sounds different. People are putting it together in ways that you wouldn't expect.
We're trying to describe what his sound is, which has always been kind of elusive for me. You know, I guess it's pop music. His voice reminds me a lot of Seal, the singer Seal.
Mm.
And this might feel like a stretch, but I actually think he swims in some of the same musical waters or sonic waters as a lot of the Lilith Fair acts I used to listen to back in the 90s. Like, and that's a compliment. There were moments on this record where I thought, you know, you could swap his voice out for Sarah McLachlan and these songs would still work. Just in the melodies, these the kind of winding chord progressions, incredibly lyrical.
His playfulness with genres is the one thing I fell in love with this music for. Like, he can go from R&B to pop and a little bit of hip-hop, but this little EP, I guess, is really more on the indie pop side, but with the subtle nuances of the other genre he's played with. But on Serotonin, like the lyrics, I need Sarah. Serotonin, where are you going? Why are you leaving me alone? That song, I think I played like 5 times.
It was just
a fun song, and how he just personified this chemical that regulates our mood into a person was such a fun track.
Serotonin has almost become kind of a shorthand for young millennials and Gen Z to, like, describe parts of your mental state. And he's just so playful. He's talking about going through a breakup with Serotonin.
Cautious Clay, his new one out today is called Thin Ice on the Cake. And as I mentioned, the avalanche of new albums is slowing down a bit as we inch our way towards the end of the year. But there are some other notable releases out today on November 18th that we want to mention. John, we'll start with you.
Yeah, my pick this week is Dumb High, spelled D-U-M-H-I. Dumb High is a collective led by the producer Haj. And this project, Uncle Miles, is a really lovely blend of soul, and there's a lot of hip hop all over this record. The songs are so rich. It was a joy digging into this one.
Serena.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of people who blend rock and R&B in great, interesting ways, the artist Fouché has her debut album out called Softcore.
Oh, that is dying.
There's a lot of rage here, but she's also soft. She's rock, she's rap, she wants to be taken as a whole person and not a package. And the song called I'm Fine has that soft acoustic balladry, but also spliced in with some screamo.
And I'll mention the guitarist Daniel Bachman. He's got a new album out today called Almanac Behind. The title of the record is actually an anagram of his name, but it's also a reference to how upside down our environment is right now. Like, you know, how the Farmer's Almanac, it can no longer predict what's going to happen with weather patterns. So the record Almanac Behind is all about climate change and how troubled the planet is, and it includes a lot of sounds of extreme weather events and radio voices, and it's just a really immersive listen. Almanac Behind from Daniel Bachman. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Serena Turos, John Morrison, and Tariq Moody. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks. See you next year.
Thank you, Robin.
This week's show was produced with help from Bob Boylan. Our VP for visuals and music at NPR is Keith Jenkins. As always, if you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured and talked about on this week's show, search for NPR's New Music Friday playlists in Apple Music and Spotify. We also list everything out in the episode description in your podcast feed, so you can check that as well. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter from NPR Music. We only send it out once a week, and it's a great way to keep up with the latest Tiny Desks, new music, reviews, interviews, features, and more. You can sign up for it at npr.org/music newsletter. For NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your year. And treat yourself always to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me. And I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.